Proclamation number 3741, dated the April 11th, 1946. Fulfillment of the predictions. Proof for unbelievers. Not one of my predictions will remain unfulfilled, for the present adversity, which is of a greater spiritual nature than a physical one, calls for it. And if you observe humanity's conduct, if you inspect people's thoughts and intentions more closely, you'll also realize the urgency of the change in all ways of life, for this alone makes it possible for people to change. And this is why you can count on a speedy change, for the time has expired, the present adversity has remained unsuccessful, and thus only a greater tribulation can offer a last opportunity, and this will irrevocably happen due to my will. For I will reveal myself and can be recognized by anyone of good will. What human will, human hatred and heartlessness have so far accomplished will still be surpassed by my will. It will also cause annihilation and destruction of the earthly possessions you still believe yourselves to own. People will have to reach such a low point that they will have to call upon me for help if they are still to be saved before the end. They must realize that any earthly hope will be in vain, and only then will a few take an interest in spiritual matters, and for the sake of these few I will use the last means before the arrival of the end. Yet the period of time following my final rescue mission will be difficult for everyone, believers and unbelievers alike, except that the believers will constantly receive strength from me in order to persevere. Many people's faith will start to waver if they don't have a living faith. And that is my intention, so that it will even awaken a dead faith or it will be of no value in eternity. I want to help the unbelievers and those of weak faith with my voice, which will resound loudly and perceptibly. Yet it will cause great apostasy from me. The final storm will shake down many unsuitable fruit. But this shall not deter me from sending the storm across the earth. Anyone who stands firm will prove his worth for eternity. Consequently, don't doubt my word, wait for the day which will arrive with certainty and make use of every day until then, for you can still gain much if you diligently work at improving your soul. Every day of misery can yield spiritual success for you if only you remember me, if you understand that nothing can happen without my will or my permission. And calmly cast all your worries upon me and I will help you carry what I impose on you for the sake of your souls. Time will fly by in a flash, but regardless of how difficult it is for you, it is a blessing, because you can achieve far greater spiritual progress than during a longer and calmer time, which lets you become half-hearted and lethargic and will not lead you closer to the final objective. Therefore, wait patiently for the fulfillment of my predictions. Don't expect an end to the adversity through my intervention but only a change of it, for your souls are not yet mature enough to live in total peace on this earth. You must fight and gain a strong faith. Only then will I be able to remove your misery. Only then will you be able to experience a time of peace on earth or in the kingdom of the beyond. Yet time and again bear in mind that my word is truth, that I will not divert by one iota from what I proclaimed a long time ago, and that you will witness it yourselves, that you will experience what I proclaim so that you can stand up for my word before the world. For my last intervention shall be proof for those who so far did not believe my word, whom I still want to win over for myself and to whom I will clearly reveal myself through the natural event, so that they will believe in my might and in my working through you. And thus I proclaim to you again that the day will come suddenly and unexpectedly. It will take the place of great earthly adversity yet bring you adversity of a different kind. However, If you believe in the fact that I am only motivated by love for you to let you go through suffering, then it will also be bearable for you. For sooner or later the end will come, along with salvation for all of those who believe in me and hand themselves over to me. For all of those who profess me before the world. Amen.